Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We got a new guy in the house. And before I talk about being in the house, I want everybody to take a second to remember that your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? So let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. So you get to your off season. You say, hey, our football team needs a few things. Weapon here and there.
Yep.
Steve, what do you go do when you hit your off season and you need some weapons?
I go south. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what you need? South. Yeah, it's very simple, man. Yeah, I go south. I go, so yeah,
and what do you get, some dudes. And what do you get from the south?
I go get me, I like a guy who, I like two things. Okay, I like big linemen and I like big tight ends. That's what I like. Okay.
Welcome, Jahlil Skinner, to the show.
Man, thank you guys, man.
How's it going?
Man, it's going great, man. It's been a good day.
Okay, I have to pull back the curtain for the people right now. First thing that caught your attention is the weather.
Yeah, the weather up here, man. It's so unpredictable. It's like you never know. I check the weather the app like 4 or 5 times a day just to know what's going
okay,
on.
Okay, so you are. That was going to be my next question. Are you a weather app? Are you a TV? What is it?
I'm on the weather app every day on my phone. As soon as I wake up, that's the first thing I look at.
TV. Remember how it used to be like on the 8s or whatever? You'd have to wait until it was like 18:28 to see what the weather was. It's crazy.
He's on the app. Okay, so. We're kind of just introducing you to the people. Just kind of give us a little timeline. You know, give me your version of high school to college, college to here.
Oh yeah, man. High school. I started off high school, Greer High School, back at home in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Was there 3 years, man. Like I said, Greer, my Greer family, Hill's my family to this day. I go home and it's like welcome me with open arms. Mm-hmm. But then my senior year, I went down to Bradenton, Florida, and went to IMG for my senior year.
Okay, that so was, Greer, South Carolina. Oh, good, man. Yeah, I'm. I'll just pause good. Just so everybody gets. Yeah. We're talking Greer. That's my bloodline is Greer too. Start going Geechee.
we got some South Carolina people.
So we're talking Greer to IMG,
What went to the decision to do IMG?
The decision for IMG was like getting ready for college and being away from family and being able to just be on my own and live in a dorm. Like, I never, like, before that, I never was away from my family for a long period of time. Yeah. So I felt like that would be best for me so I'd get away from South Carolina for college and be able to explore more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, IMG, what was that experience like?
I mean, IMG is just like college. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the closest thing you're going to get is IMG. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing closer
to it. Competition level.
Competition level, working out. Like, you're on the same schedule. So, like, when I got to college from IMG, it was like same schedule, same this. So, it was like I knew what was going mm-hmm. on.
Talking with Jahlil Skinner. Okay, so you go IMG, and then just to tease people a little bit, give us a little bit of your recruiting list. give us your top five considerations.
From then,
yep.
My top five was, Alabama, Miami, Texas. Hey, I don't remember. Who else?
Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon on there? Yeah.
I had every school. I was thankful to have every option I wanted.
I had an offer from everybody.
Everybody tried to humble it up real fast. I feel you.
Okay, but you pretty much had your selection, so you were comfortable. You choose Miami.
Yes, sir. Sunshine State, man.
Was it a tough one or did you just feel like that's where you could? Cuz here's the thing. You said competition. You know, a lot of people choose places on, okay, where's my first opportunity to get on the field?
Mm-hmm.
What's my biggest opportunity to get to the league? Mm-hmm. Was it more get on the field or get to the league when you choose Miami?
With Miami, it was more of a building. Like, I had, like I told you guys before, like, the relationship I had with Coach Stephen Fields, like, that was my guy. Mm-hmm. I believe in him to this day. Like, that's my guy. So, with him, he was always there for me. Mm-hmm. Like I'll tell you this, when I committed to Alabama my senior year on my birthday, the first person to call me before any coach or anybody in my family mm-hmm. was Stephen Fields.
Okay,
yeah. So like that relationship so tight with him, like I still talk to him to this day. Like,
a lot of people are in Louisville, man. We know him, you know, former coach here at Louisville, man. People like Stephen Fields.
Yeah, I didn't
know
he was there.
Yeah.
Great guy, man. I love that guy to death. So it's like with him, with that relationship, it helped push it over the edge. And then with them hiring Coach Cristobal mm-hmm. and the relationship I had with him prior to him coming to Miami, that just really was like, it just took the cake.
So. I do seem to talk with Jahlil Skinner. I do hear relationship a lot. Okay, so I'm assuming when you say, okay, Miami to Louisville, you know, was it a vibe? Was it comfort level? You kind of.
It was a vibe, comfort level, and like knowing people. Like I said, the relationships, like that's a big thing for me. Like being able to know people and know the situation I'm going into. So it's like Coach Hove and Coach McGee up here. Those two, those are my guys. They've been recruiting me since my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been knowing them for the longest. Mm-hmm. Like me and them and my family are cool past football. It's like they will come hang out just to hang out. You know
right.
And like they're part of the family. So it's like with them being up here, that just made it an easier transition from when I was in the portal to finding a home. So coming up here, it was just easy.
Okay. I like I said, first thing is I noticed hand size. Of course, I naturally like, okay, give me a basketball experience that you have. You kind of talked about it. That was your second love, but football was just doing too much for you.
It was, but I mean, like, my love of basketball, man, that took me far. Like, the people back at home in Greer, they know, man. Like, Greer, man, I wish, like, we had, they don't, see, when I was at Greer, we didn't have all the love for basketball that they got now. Like,
okay.
them boys now, they taking off with basketball. Like, they just went to third round before playoffs. I sucks to see them. I thought they were going to win it this year.
Right.
But they got all the good stuff. They got a DJ at the games now, stuff like that. I'm like, what was this that we were here?
Yeah.
So, but I love them though, man.
I'd like to say, if anybody listens to me, they know I like to say, if I'm going to go get tight ends, if I'm going to go get wide receivers, I you have to have some basketball, you know.
Always, yeah, absolutely.
Just because I'm always preaching this, give me a basketball skill that gave you an advantage in football, something that you felt like transferred really good for you.
One thing I feel like transferred really good for me was like, one, I was a very good like defensive player. I feel like I could guard in all five positions.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Yeah. That works.
So it's like I feel like I could guard every position. So mm-hmm. that worked for me. And just being able for me to go guard a 5'6" point guard to another guy my size in the paint and being able to move laterally and be like, I feel like that's something that really helps me with this game, because like I might not, like, some people, you, like, you got big 265-pound tight ends. You got guys like me on the other end. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a leaner, way, I'm faster. Like, mm-hmm. I'm more of a speed type guy, but I also have the power to be able to block anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, being able to just move laterally quick enough to stay in front and stay in place. Like, that's something I feel like that's something, a gift that I just got from basketball.
Staying in that same conversation, and we're talking with the Louisville tight end transfer, Jahlil Skinner. You going into a Jeff Brohm offense, which is obviously, you know, it's fun. It's fun, right? You know, yeah. I mean, you've offense, learned that already, right?
This offense is great.
You are, when you look at that tight end room, I mean, from a fan's view, I don't want you to speak on it, but from a fan's view, I mean, I'm saying, you know, there's some, you look at a little more inside, some, they probably have a little more fluidity, like yourself. Do you see yourself being able to do a lot more in this offense than just lining up, you know, 3-point stance, lining up, all right, let's see what he can do, you know, edge block, all right, you know, but more of a more freedom.
I feel like this offense, it gives a lot of freedom to really show what you can do with your football ability, and like it's just about putting you in place and you got to perform. That's what I really like. I really like that about this offense, because it's like the ball's gonna come your way. It's like what you gonna do with it.
Right, absolutely. And you're comfortable split out wherever they need.
I'm comfortable wherever you need. You want me to go play wherever, outside receiver, inside receiver, slide, hand in the dirt, I can do it all. So, I mean, let's just do it. I'm happy.
I love it.
Okay, so you're here. You've been in the locker room. What's the energy like Andrew? Like I said, not making a direct comparison to anywhere else, but just kind of, you know, you've been in multiple locker rooms. You can kind of generally compare, you know, locker rooms and this one.
I mean, it's a big energy locker room. It's like everybody in here, like, I mean, I lift weights every day at 7:30. So it's like we come in there good energy every day. We're having fun, we're having a good time. We come in, get in the facility, 6:45, music's already playing. You can hear it as soon as you walk in. Like everybody's having a good time, we're good to go. So it's like with that, I feel like that brings a lot with people and the team, just being able to not, like, we're not surviving workouts, we're getting through them. That's how I feel. It's like we're pushing like through,
kind of attacking the workout.
Yeah, we're attacking them, man. So it's like I feel like that's something that's gonna be really good. So I like, we're going on spring break this week, but after that we come back to spring ball. I'm ready to see what we're looking like in pads.
Yeah, so are we.
Okay, so the timeline: you coming back from spring break and you're going straight to pads. So you're looking forward to? Are you gonna go steal a little sunshine down south? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get me some sunshine for sure.
Well, listen. Thank you for stopping by. Looking forward to having you. Is there anything?
Well, I want to point out, I mean, you know, you hear, you know, for one, I enjoy talking to a transfer like Jahlil Skinner right now. Because, I mean, you hear him talk and you go, okay, these kids we're bringing in here, right, man. Right. I mean, like, this guy knows what he's talking about here. You know, this is obviously. Also, your Twitter, things like that, people want to get in touch with you. Because, obviously, I mean, you hear him talking, I mean, he can speak for my business. You know what I'm saying? Right, I mean, you sure, people, man, that are listening, expecting a big year.
I do want people to know, like I said, he comes in, you talk, you listen to him for a couple of seconds, and you're saying, okay, I can give him the microphone, let him kind of introduce himself a little bit. And, yeah, like I said, give out your socials.
Oh, yeah, man. You can follow me on Instagram at Jahlil Skinner. And then my Twitter is Jahlil_Skinner. So, like, all my social media is just my name. So it's very easy to find me.
J-A-L-E-L.
J-A-L-E-E-L.
E-E-L. I knew that.
Skinner. S-K-I-N-N-E-R, man.
Okay. Well, listen. We're looking forward to having you back on. Like I said, much success. Continue to attack the workouts. Like I said, definitely looking forward to having you here.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we won't take up too much of your time because I'll be picking your brain for the rest of the hour. We'll take our last. I guess we won't take our last commercial break.
Well, whenever he gets back, we'll we'll take our last commercial break.
Okay, so first impressions.
I was very pleased. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, when he walked in the door, I was pretty excited. So, yeah.
Okay, listen, we got James saving the day. Let's take a quick commercial break. 93.9 The Ville.
Tech-savvy professionals delivering equipment, technology, and service for all your office network and print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
High-quality office equipment, print, and IT solutions at fair and transparent pricing. That is Duplicator's commitment to you. Your tech-savvy office equipment and outsourced IT professionals can simplify your daily work process wherever you find yourself working with world-class network business machines and solutions from Ricoh and Savin.
For today and tomorrow.
And that commitment continues with their commercial print and mailing division, Derby City Litho. Check out the Ricoh Pro C7210 graphic print system, providing superior color output.
Duplicator Sales, Derby City Litho, Corporate Mailing Systems, Rico and Savin. Call them at 502-589-5555 or visit them online, duplicatorsales.net, or at their store, 831 East Broadway, Louisville, with offices in Elizabethtown, Lexington, Paducah.
Just whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold craft, tap, can, or bottled beer? Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
That fish weighed 10 pounds.
10. That's the magic word.
Honey, I hadn't been there 10 minutes.
If he says 10, he's lying. And he says 10 a lot.
You gotta be happy you married me.
I can hear it coming.
Admit it. I'm your perfect 10.
Honey, why don't you take 10?
Tenfold.
Your Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife reminds you, fishing's not about math. It's about fun.
And fudging a little if you need to.
Kentucky fishing. Be honest.
It'll make a liar out of you.
Louisville fan Steve Rummage here. We all know the importance of making the right hire, especially when the stakes are high. In basketball and in real estate, the right leadership makes all the difference. Just because someone seems nice or they're a friend of the family doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Hire someone with a proven track record of success, like you've heard me say for years. Call Josh Jarbo. Josh and the team at RE/MAX Empire are turning tough plays into big wins, ensuring your real estate experience is nothing short of a slam dunk. And in need of financing? Say no to amateur moves and go with the best. With Motto Mortgage A2Z, you're getting the MVP of treatment. No more pain, just gains. So when you're ready to make your next big play in real estate, remember, with RE/MAX Empire and Motto Mortgage A2Z, it's always a full court press towards success. They're here to assist you in scoring the perfect property and navigating the financial hoops with ease. Call Josh Jarbo, 502-216-7590, and let's achieve those real estate goals with championship precision.
Josh Jarbo, principal broker, owner of RE/MAX Empire, co-founder of Modern Mortgage A to Z, NMLS number 225-6125. Each office is independently owned and operated. Modern Mortgage A to Z is an equal house lender.
Blistering offense.
Going back. That ball is gone!
Stellar defense.
Relay to first. Double play.
Lights out pitching.
Strike three. An immaculate inning.
Epic victories.
Louisville gets the victory.
This is Louisville baseball.
Right here on your flagship for Louisville sports. 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app.
When we have an HVAC issue at the station, the only call we make is to the DFH company. They're fast, reliable, and they're good at what they do. If you have any issues in the final weeks of winter, make sure you give DFH company a call. And if your system's on its last legs, the time has never been better to buy a Trane comfort system from DFH. This month, receive 18-month special financing when you buy a complete Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane, so call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. And though I generally talk about medicine and effective treatments for erectile dysfunction and other men's sexual health issues, today I want to talk about love. Because love is the best reason to get treated for your ED. You see, ED can cause major relationship issues. In fact, men often push their partners away when ED becomes a problem. The condition can cause depression, arguments, breakups, and even contribute to divorce. But the good news is that if you're like most men suffering with ED, you can be successfully treated at Tri-State Men's Health and put a stop to the relationship stresses that ED can cause. I say this with all confidence because we have treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases. Truly, it's likely you'll find you're performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment and get the love back in your life. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have five offices across the tri-state area, including two new and convenient offices in Columbus.
Hey Cards fans, get your L's up. Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Louisville Cardinals basketball action. We make it so easy to stock up for parties. To place an order for pickup or delivery, download the Liquor Barn app. Visit liquorbarn.com or call your local Liquor Barn store. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you'll have more time for the Cards. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cards!
We are your home for Louisville basketball.
Clark drives, finds a gap, kicks to the left, back out to James, front left three, Mike, yes!
The Cards return to the KFC Yum Center Saturday as they host Boston College. Pre-game coverage with Paul Rogers and Bob Valvano begins at 4 o'clock with live play-by-play at 5:30, and then directly following the network postgame, it's the Coors Light postgame show with Ethan Moore. It's all Saturday on your home for the Cards, 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
There you go.
Okay, you can hear.
Yeah. Well, I think we're on. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we're on. We're good. Okay. Yeah.
Just an update. Day two drone training is, it went terrible.
It's going bad.
It went bad yesterday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I think I did? I crashed it a couple of times, but I think I was starting it off the ground backwards this time.
Nope.
There we go.
Switch it up.
Hello. Okay. So here's what happened, Steve.
Okay.
It took me about three crashes because it was just going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I was trying to like adjust.
Yes.
And I was trying to like get my brain to fly it the opposite way that I flew it yesterday. And I was thinking yesterday it wasn't flying like this.
Right.
And I just crashed it up really good. And I was frustrated. Is that why you quit?
Yeah. Because after I did it a couple times, it was just like, it was, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Hear you. All right. It's like,
can you not hear me?
Yeah. Now I can hear you better, but like I can't hear myself anymore, really. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself better. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll just believe it. I got you. All right, I'll just trust that you can hear me. But no, it's one of those things, man, where I tried to do it a few times, mm-hmm. and it just
didn't work out.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out, dude.
I don't want to quit.
No, I did. It's gone. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to destroy a couple of them before. I can't take them outside yet either.
No. You're outside.
A little bit of breeze.
It will just fly into the
abyss.
Yeah, it'll just be gone. You'll right. be like, where's it at? Oh, it's in there. Yeah.
Okay, so Steve, Jahlil Skinner.
Wow, I was as impressed or more impressed than any player we've ever brought in with him.
First and foremost, hey y'all, you get a reminder like that, and they're in prime, like they're in lock-in time, like this is where your championships are built, right?
Yeah.
We have I just want to say this again. I know you guys heard the interview, but you just heard a kid, a 6'6", South Carolina to Miami. I'm sorry, South Carolina to IMG to Miami. Could have went to any school in college.
Oh yeah. I mean, right? Bama, like the first video I ever, when he committed, I didn't want to get into all this while he was here, but I looked at was a video of Alabama recruiting site, and they're like, we cannot lose this kid. Like, this kid is a stud.
And like, I'll do my best not to like wax poetically about it, but y'all, when I tell you, it's a 6'6" wing. It's a 6'6" basketball wing that was just in here, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing, physically, you know, like I said, you say, okay, it's a big old kid, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody knows I love to hear the basketball, you know, influence on that. You listen to him. Enunciation, you know, you could tell he appreciates the routine of IMG and what he learned.
You know, he talks about the relationships, you know, or places he, you know, to be to trust.
Yeah.
You can hear it in his explanations. You know, hey, yeah. I got trust for these coaches, I got trust for this situation, you know, I feel a vibe. He's very mindful. You could tell he's very mindful.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of takes you back to coach, you're not just going to get fill-ins. You're getting fits, not fill-ins. He really reminds me, like I said, when Stephen Heron came in here.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to the guy and you're like, this is a good conversation. I'm a healthier football fan because of that conversation. I kind of got that same vibe talking with this kid. He sounds like he, okay, put it this way. You don't worry about a Jeff Brohm interview of him saying he's not understanding the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't worry that that's going to be one of your conversations. He's going to pick up. You can tell he's going to be able to pick up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking with him off again, like I said, I mean, of course, you know, Stephen Heron. So I'm doing pound for pound because, I mean, Stephen Heron is an adult. Yeah. I mean, he's a real, you know, and Quincy, talking to Quincy Riley, like that guy's got a plan. So, I mean, pound for pound, though, for his age, and, I mean, that was as impressive of a young man as I have spoken to. I mean, and like you said, if he had walked in here and you had said, yeah, that's the new, you know, that's the new basketball guy, I would have been like, well, this kid's going to dominate.
Mm.
I mean, like, he is an impressive looking guy, yeah. Sounding guy. Like, and that's the type of guy that's why you have the number one transfer class right there. That's why you have the number one transfer class. Because when I look down the thing and I say, oh, man, can you imagine talking with Thor Griffin? Can you imagine talking with some of these guys, Tyler Shuck, and
adults?
Yeah, when you bring these guys in and you go, if we brought Penny Boone in here, I think we would leave going, wow, that's some impressive dudes. Mm. And that's what Jeff Brohm's bringing in. And that is that man, that was, if I didn't need to be you know, if I needed to be put in football mode anymore, that'd do it. My God.
You got really big hands.
Oh, my gosh. I always like watching Marcus when Marcus meets somebody because it's like I can tell from his view that I'm like, okay, he's impressed too. So, like, yeah. But we did get yesterday. We got a couple things that we'll get to TBT-wise and stuff. But we did get yesterday. We got some spring practice dates. So
I'm listening,
and I'm going to be honest with you. I was jacked for spring practice yesterday, or I'm sorry, last year. But that was even coming off of me going, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to feel anything again. Mm-hmm. You know, like where you're just like, and then
that was good. Yeah, that was a good point. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, because how quickly, like listening the game last night. I'm listening to it because I went to Kroger. I was listening to it on the way back, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back. I did it to myself again. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back into the rhythm next year if we are good or something. It's like, yes, you will. Yes, you will. One guy. You see football. I was living and dying. I mean, I was like, all right, it's Tuesday. Okay, I've got to make a plan for Wednesday and Thursday just to get me to Friday so that way Saturday, you know, because I was so jacked. And this year, though, going through that, and now you've got a roster that I think could be even better. You know, it's like, I cannot wait to get out to spring ball. The first one you're going to be able to get out to is March 19th.
And you're past the, you're okay.
And I'm ready to criticize Brohm. It's going to be fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The anxiety of knowing.
Will he work?
Wait, what?
The year one anxiety of, God, I hope he doesn't come in here and stink it up.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That was terrible.
Because that's just me. That's just me like, dude, I wanted you to hear so bad. If you come in here and suck year one, dude. Like, I cannot have Satterfield and them just sitting up there like.
I didn't let that. I don't think I let that enter my brain. But
Yes. To the point of your anxiety of the new, the newness part of football. That was one thing. So you could just kind of enjoy the show.
Yeah.
You could, hey, oh man, it's Coach Brom. That's the crew over there. You're just enjoying the show. You know, when I went over to practices and Wendy is all get out and I see Pete over there, I'm talking, I'm just like, hey man, this is, you know, I'm seeing the energy of the practices. I'm kind of like, it was just all good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was all good. But now you start opening up playoff conversation. And I just went to the ACC championship in my coach's first season.
And there's a 12-team playoff this year.
And
I feel like my roster's better.
I feel like my roster is better. I feel like my program. Oh, no, though. Now that your boy Garendo's out here running up numbers.
But no, me and you can hold firm on that because I'm proud of us. I'm proud of me mostly. I'm just going to say I'm proud of me because I'm very move on-ish. I did say, even with landing Penny Boone, it was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year.
Right.
I said the one spot I can't guarantee, the one room I can't guarantee we got better is that running back room. Because even with what Garendo's doing, Jawar was awesome. Like, I can't promise you that room will be better. I can in most other rooms. That's the one. So I will say, watching him go off, I was proud of myself that I didn't just go off on the, well, I mean, we got the MAC Player of the Year. By the way, I hope I don't give too much away. You need to go read Ty Spalding's update about spring football. Mm. He was talking about Donald Chaney and Maurice Turner, like, squatted over 600 pounds apiece. True running backs.
I hated squats, Steve.
I'm 3 minutes away from 4 hours from 7:30 when Drew dropped that news this morning. So that right there just put me over the top.
Steve,
he gave a great update, by the way, squats on spring ball. Yeah, no, I loved them. I hated bench.
Nikki, what was your favorite weight room?
Neck thrust.
What's the like the, I hate you, Steve. It's like the axe squat or whatever. It's not, you know, like the incline squat one. That one was okay because it went.
The incline squat.
I forgot the name of it.
What do you hockey players do?
No, it's the one where you lay back and you do a squat. And
it's like a leg press type thing.
Yeah, that type one. Because I hated squatting too. I still have a cyst on my neck from that.
Did you X out the call?
No, it stopped ringing. It rang once and then that means it was spam.
Do you know to this day I still won't do
and calf raises. Your boy loved calf raises.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I won't do the leg press machine.
Cause you saw
I'm scared.
Just so it's gonna fall on you or something?
Yeah, like your legs are gonna just snap backwards. Somebody about 15 years ago. I was already out of high school, thank God. Showed me a video. And I was like, oh, it's just a guy leg pressing, right? And they didn't tell me what it was. And I'm like, they're like, dude, it's a mass amount of weight. And then like, And I was like, I'll never do that machine again. And to this day, I swear to you, I've never done a leg press machine. It freaks me out, dude. It freaks me out. It's like,
I'm glad I never saw that because I liked
leg pressing. No, don't. And it's not one that I would be like,
that was one I could do good weight on.
Because it's a good lift. Yeah. But I can't.
Stair calf raises. Calf raises in any home I was at.
Oh yeah, those were fun.
I would get those in night, morning.
Absolutely.
Stair calf raises.
Why do we all like the calf raise so much?
Well, for one, calves are easy to get looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants hops.
Is it also that, like, I mean, what you get from them and also the fact like you can get those things burning? Like immediately, so you feel like you're doing work, but then like, I don't know, like with squats, man, you know, you have like you can't go upstairs, but calf raises, you can destroy your calves and then still be able to function. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. In basketball, it's just like you got it. You know, that's just mandatory. If you want to do anything in basketball,
for sure,
you have to. Calves got to be on.
I mean, really, in football too. Mm-hmm. I mean, hockey, I guess not so much because you can just skate around. But like,
You just slide around.
Guess you don't really need any. Yeah.
Just glide around.
Don't really need any.
Everybody in high heels.
He always makes it look like I'm churning butter.
You
like,
just need hip exercises.
No, hip flexors. No,
I know. I'm joking. I could not ice skate from here. The fact they do the stuff they do on ice skates is unreal.
I used to love that. That was actually my favorite one because the hip flexors was the one machine that I could do more than the max on.
Did you do the little sliding thing where you just glide from side to side?
Oh, the slide board?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I still do slide board workouts every now and again. Yeah, no, it's...
Is there somebody ready to, I need to take?
Cardinal Cam.
Cardinal Cam, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
I'm good.
And talking about calf raises, actually pulled or tore both of my calf muscles the day before I was supposed to drive to Florida. So I drove 15 hours to Florida with no calf muscle.
Oh, my God.
Wait, simultaneously?
Yes, I tore both of them. It took me 20 minutes to get from my truck into the emergency care. And when I got home, my wife was only concerned about the Florida trip.
Wait, you still in Florida?
Steve's met her before.
Yes, I have.
Wait a minute. I mean, you can't just throw that out there and not explain. Like, how did you do both?
How did I do both?
Yeah,
because I didn't have a third one to tear.
What a great answer!
Fair enough.
And he still drove to Florida. Imagine the pain.
I'm about 6'3", and when I folded out,
Cam's a big guy, man.
I folded out of the rental car, man. I was like, I felt like I made it to Heaven's Gates, man. Thank God. Hopefully the humidity helps my leg.
That is terrible.
But anyway, yeah, I was just calling to talk about the coaching search. Yeah, I think my order would probably be Billy Donovan, Jay Wright, and then Drew. I'm not big on Mick the Pick. I don't really have a reason why. It's just something that's telling me in my gut that's not the pick. So just kind of wanted to get you all the way on that. I know y'all talked about it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Usually not off this time, but I am listening around this time. So anyway, good to hear from you all, man. Protect your calf muscles out there.
Appreciate it, Cam.
Have a good one.
And listen, Cam, now he's on the phone. Let me just tell you. Cam is, imagine a 6'3", wider than me, Rasta, Cam's like a dude,
right?
Dude, a great dude, by the way. But yeah, him and his wife are amazing. But like, he's a dude. So can you imagine him crawling out of the hospital? You'd be like, what happened?
Curls,
yeah,
curls.
Yeah, I loved curls.
I liked curls.
Yeah,
curls were good. Dude, it's embarrassing.
The curls get you swollen too.
Oh yeah,
I hated anything bench because I sucked at bench.
Me too.
I hated bench. I loved military press. That one, I had decent shoulders.
You know, in the weight room, I felt what's it called? It's called in regular life, it's something called survivor's guilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I liken that to what I do in a weight room, right?
Yeah.
It's probably, you and I joke around about this now, it's probably what makes you so unhealthy now.
Yeah.
Or me and so unhealthy now is because if I benched 8 days, every other day for 8 days, my muscles just got so big so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like everybody else, they weren't getting the gains that I was getting. So I just felt bad just because I'm like, dude, just like, you know, like a couple, like I said, a good 2 weeks of working out, I could just, my biceps was just doubling, you know, just my chest was just doubling, my shoulders was doubling. And I was like, that means I can do that anytime I want.
Do you feel bulky though?
Ooh.
Because that was like one summer, yeah. I really focused on the weights and I got strong. I did. Yeah. I got kind of yoked, but I was a milk sack. I was just a doughy milk sack that could lift like a car, but still.
I was worried about my shoulders getting big and getting tight. You know, I would hate shooting after weights because, you just have all that, you know,
Reagan used to want to kill me.
Never do triceps. Or whatever. You try to shoot the ball, you're like.
You know what's funny?
It's like that gif of the guy just launching them over.
I shot it perfect. It just dies.
You know what I used to, I would always see? Football players would come to campus when they're slim and young.
Yeah.
Out of high school. That first summer, or like if they came to school early and got in the summer, as soon as they started getting swole, you would just see their basketball game go to crap. You know, like when they first get here, they play some pickup, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, okay, he can play. You get them in the football workouts.
Like you'd pick up Jahlil Skinner right now. Next year.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. You're going to be like, dude, you can smoke you. You can't play basketball. Look at your arms.
He's not going to be able to play basketball in 3 months. He won't know what a basketball like. You ever see like what's your boy, the defensive end that be? I don't know how else to say.
Oh, Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. Yeah, he looks like an ogre now.
Yeah,
like when he plays,
like, when he dunks, you're like, dude.
You got hops, but you got no fluidity to you at all.
Yeah, like, dude, looks like a big ball. Hang on our rims, dude. Yeah, it's not funny. Like,
you're gonna break something.
Yeah, you don't look good doing it, man. And it just looks like you're like, oh, hey, Miles broke another goal. You know,
yes, the goal is gonna break under your level.
Yeah, like, I don't see that.
That's so unfair. That's phenomenal athleticism, Steve.
He is, man.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a last commercial break, keep everything on notice. Come back, we'll tie bow on the show. Middays with Marcus Maybe, 939 The Ville.
They both can do the thing, man. Like I think Luke, I think definitely has some coaching in his future if he wants. And we know Reese Gaines can coach. Like, I like it, man. I think they're gonna do a heck of a job. I really do. I think they're going to do a really good job, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I am looking forward to seeing
that. Yeah. I mean, listen, Reese, I mean, sure we can, you know.
Who's going to be doing the scouting?
Yeah. It's going to be. Well, I yelled at Coach Lieberman on the air yesterday. And was,
about what?
Just because he cost us the TBT.
Did you ask him what could he have done different?
Yeah, and he was like everything. It just the look in his face, I could just see it killed him. He was like, I could everything.
Did it haunt him?
He started going through every moment in his head. You could tell where he made a bad coaching decision in his entire career. He's like, actually, he did kind of start throwing. He did kind of start throwing players under the bus a little bit, though. He didn't really, but he did kind of, right?
What'd he say?
He was like, I mean, sometimes the coach are just helpless.
Yeah, that was like, his exact sentence. Yeah, I
was like, you, SOB, you. I love Coach Lee.
He needed him to be a more.
Love you, Weeps.
I can't wait till he gets back in the game. I think he's going to be back in the game soon. By the way, so.
Yeah, you listen to him and you're like, he's
a beast, man.
He belongs in it.
I say it ad nauseum. If Rick Pitino walks in the gym to recruit the player and leaves with the coach, you're doing something right. Right. Well, ended up getting the player too, but Buckles. But I mean, yeah, like that's.
Yeah, you like I said, you listen to him and you're like, okay, you're.
This thing's incredible. I'm sending you on Instagram, by the way.
I'm listening.
It's like a weed roller. You just have to see it.
Do I need a weed roller?
No, I don't know, man. But I mean, it's like, dude.
Do you not need a weed roller?
I'm talking this little thing. You put some stuff in there. You slide a thing.
And I can re-gift it.
You just do that right there.
Yeah.
Steve,
okay. You hate when I look over your shoulder, don't you?
No, I. You know what? I was you yesterday. The poor intern was just sitting out there for like 10 minutes. And finally, I was like, Nick, I don't mean to. I hate to do this, dude. I was like, will you please go let the guy in? Like, he standing.
Matt was just standing.
Bro, he was just standing
cowboy.
There on his phone. Like, was he trying to text somebody to come?
Yeah, and like nobody was here. And it was just Nick, and everybody else was gone or in a meeting.
Did he ever try to ring the doorbell?
Probably not.
See, this is where Love intern cowboy. But I don't think he was doing everything he could to get inside.
It's fair.
Was knocking on the door. It's didn't fair. Ring the doorbell. Was I just didn't. Standing there texting people that weren't here in the building.
I didn't think about that. There was a doorbell. I should have been like, dude, if you're not going to ring the doorbell, just stand
you're
out there.
You're not at least going to try to ring the
just
doorbell.
Just stand out there.
An intern cowboy was great yesterday. Did some great work. But there was a tiny part of me that was like, do you even want to come inside?
Yeah. If you're stuck, at least come to the window.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
And point like, hey, can somebody let me in?
Yeah.
I mean, something, right?
Yeah. So, Reese and Luke, you're taking on a task because, I mean, we could end up having to play Kentucky, which Kentucky got another commitment today. Deron Lamb.
Really?
They now have Eric Bledsoe and Deron Lamb. We have Peyton Siva and Montrezl Harrell. I like my chances so far. So.
I'm still scared of putting my big names out there.
Well, I mean, Reese and Luke, like, you guys are, I mean, this one is not going to be for fun. Kentucky's got a team now. What? Now it's just not fun.
What?
It's just serious.
Why are you adding extra stress and anxiety?
The TBT is not a good old fun time anymore. It's like, no, Kentucky's got a team out there. Now if Kentucky loses and you guys get beat, you know, it's like, okay, you know, things happen. But, yeah.
I'm going to have to check and see if, what kind of shape Montrez is in.
So he said, if I had to make room in my house for Scott Drew or Billy Donovan, I would strongly consider moving out my wife, three kids, and my two dogs.
You started that. You started that with that chisel comment.
Am I wrong?
No, but
if Josh Hurd hires either one of them, I would chisel a statue. And when they arrest me, I'll come back. And if they put me in jail for a long time, I'll just stay in jail and I'll make it my lifelong work. I'll win the warden over. Until finally I get into an art class and I learn how to chisel even better. And my lasting breath, I'll chisel from prison a statue of Josh Hurd.
Steve.
With clothes.
Clint Eastwood made out of paper, mm-hmm. out of newspaper, and made a plaster out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He made a head, a plastic head,
mm-hmm.
right? He got hair from the barbershop, mm-hmm. right? And put that on the head of the doll, of the fake head, right?
Sure.
Because Alcatraz is on saltwater rock, the concrete starts corroding a little bit. He stole a nail file from the warden's office. He melted the nail file down to make a sharper, like he melted like a spoon in a nail file to make a sharper digging utensil, right?
Yes.
He got into the ventilation system, you know what I'm saying, around the vent. He got an accordion from the, you know, the library, you know, they let you pick up a, you know, a hobby or something. So he would put the accordion in front of the vent, you know, and use that to hide. So at night, he would go digging through the vent, you know. So now he found a way to get into the system or into the building, you know, where the pipes are and all that stuff. Got behind the walls and, you know, he was telling the other boys like, hey, man, if y'all can get through here, y'all can do it. Of course, one dude chickened out. On the day it was time to make the escape, one dude was just like, he froze up.
Yeah.
He froze up, Steve. But listen.
Like, not today. Not today.
Look, the other two was like, we going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Steve, he took raincoats and rubber cement and made a raft out of the raincoats.
This all sounds logical.
Immediately logical, right?
This would be me.
Raincoat. He made a raft out of raincoats.
In LaGrange State Penitentiary. Just whittling.
People
will be like, you don't mess with Rummage. Some of the deepest, darkest gangsters in the prison will be like, I think he's crazy.
He actually had to make a deal.
They call him the Chiseler.
I'll just breathe like that. They'll be like, yeah, no, he's insane.
All night long.
Yeah.
And he ended up escaping. Him and two other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Never to be heard from again.
I'll just grunt. I won't even talk. Somebody's like, grunt. Hey,
is rubbish trying to do the
You just say Scott Drew.
Yeah.
Drew and Hurt.
Yeah.
Drew Hurt.
He's going to try to make the fake crazy.
I'll be like that one guy. What was that on Game of Thrones?
Oh, Hodor?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all you say?
It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that is a sad episode.
Don't spoil anything for me because I'm getting ready to watch it.
It's one of the best scenes ever, dude. I've not watched it. I've not watched Game of Thrones, but I really haven't. But like, I saw a lot of clips, mm-hmm. mostly the nudie clips, and it's the But that whole story with him is like, oh my god, it's deep, bro.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll do it, Nikki. Montrez plays pickup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, look, these guys are going to take it serious.
I need them in game shape.
If they don't, I will find out, and I will leak information about them.
I don't need pickup conditioning. I need NBA-level conditioning.
Derry Castle's back open. Louisville's healing itself, man.
Derry Castle.
Louisville's healing itself.
Made it through. I was just talking about Derry Castle.
Yeah, that's what Blankenbaker tweeted.
It's right by where I live.
Yeah, we're healing ourselves, dude.
We are.
Reese and Luke are going to be coaching the TBT. It's just.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel, Masonville.
Very distracting.
Red Dex Sparks, baby, 99 Bill.